I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We really, really appreciate you stopping by and tuning in and supporting what we're doing here in the community. It is Easter Sunday morning, so happy Easter to all of you out there. And I know as a Christian and for Christians, this is the most important holiday we celebrate today for Easter. And so I thought it would be a great opportunity to really dive into why I've decided even exist, and that is to help you fulfill your God-given purpose. And obviously, there's no better comparison than to look at the life of Jesus Christ and his purpose, and how when we look to him, it will just help us understand that we were created, that we were born for a reason, that we do have a purpose, and we want to help you get busy with that, whatever that is, and figure out what you should be doing and provide you all the resources that you will need to be successful in fulfilling your purpose. That's what I've Decided is all about. We have our half-day conference coming up on Saturday, this coming Saturday at Weaver Ridge. If you have not registered for that, please go to ivedecided.org and get registered. I would love, love, love to see you there. So, you do not want to miss this show. Keep listening, because I have the awesome Pastor Chuck Tate with me today in studio. Hey, Pastor Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kim. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
I know. This is just so exciting. We run into each other every now and then over at the podcast. We both do a podcast on Wednesday mornings.
Yes, every Wednesday morning.
Coincidentally, I come on a Healthy You podcast, and then you're coming in right after me.
I follow you every week.
We've been running into each other now for over a year, I think, at least.
Yep.
And so when I realized that Easter was coming up about a month or so ago, and I started thinking about what kind of radio show should we air, like on a holiday, you know, like Christmas or Easter.
Yes.
And I think I happened to run into you over at Widecast Studio, and I thought, oh, man, Pastor Chuck would be awesome. We could talk about purpose. And then, of course, tying it in to Jesus and how he fulfilled his purpose, and how his purpose really provides us a way to heaven. Obviously, as Christians, we believe that. But we believe that everybody was created for a purpose.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want to encourage and help people understand. And so I thought you'd be perfect. You can help fill us in on some of the scriptures that back up what we're going to be talking about today. And, you know, let's just look at the life of Jesus. And I know, obviously, you've done some things in your purpose by being a pastor of a church.
Yep.
You pastor Rock Church, and you've also written a book.
Yes.
41 Will Come.
Yes. And that really turned into, it began as a dream, a 15-year dream. And I'll tell the story here in a little bit. And that really, it's interesting, believe it or not, but a football game is what the outcome of a football game is what revealed one of my purposes in life, and that was to publish my book, 41 Will Come. So, yeah, it's just amazing how God can use anything to help reveal what he wants us to do. And I believe that, obviously, it's Easter. Today is Easter Sunday.
I know.
You know, a lot of pastors, we like to say, this is our Super Bowl. This is our big game, because there are, you know, when you look at the Super Bowl, the comparison is this: more people watch the Super Bowl than any other game every single year. In fact, more people watch the Super Bowl than anything else on television every single year. It's always the highest rated program. And when it comes to Easter Sunday, more people attend church on Easter than any day of the year. You know, for example, the Super Bowl, people watch the Super Bowl that don't even like football, people that aren't interested in football. My wife is one of them.
That would be me. I love watching for the commercials and the halftime show.
Yeah, there you go. The halftime commercial. I mean, the halftime show, the commercials, and just the fun and hanging out with people and having community and all those sorts of things. My wife participates every year. But if you asked her, you know, what do you think of football? Or what do you think of the big game? And she's like, she would answer, I'm not really into baseball. She doesn't even know. But she watches every year. And the same is true when it comes to Easter. There's a lot of people that normally don't attend church, but they will attend church on Easter Sunday. So I always tell our congregation, this is what a holy opportunity we have to invite people to come to participate in a service that they normally wouldn't. So that perhaps they can realize that God does have a purpose for them. He has a purpose for everyone. That's what Easter is all about. Jesus came to die on the cross, to shed his blood, to be raised from the grave so we could fulfill our purpose, which has to do with his purpose, really. You know, and he's the one who places desires and dreams on the inside of us. So I would just ask, have you asked yourself, everyone that's listening, what desires do you have? What dream do you have? Sometimes we get discouraged and we give up on our dream and we feel like we don't have a purpose, but I believe we can share some things today that will encourage you to pick that dream back up, take it off the shelf, to dust it off, and offer it to him. And then we are much more likely to fulfill our purpose. So
let's take a little journey back to childhood. I always love when we talk about purpose. So many times people go, I just don't know what my purpose is. I'm not sure. Or I just don't feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose. And I don't even know what that is. And I like to tell people, think back, you know, think about your childhood. Think about your family dynamics, whether it be siblings, your parents. What did you learn? What did you love to do? What kind of games did you play? Who did you hang around? I mean, even going back to childhood can help you start to put the pieces of the puzzle together in determining your purpose and what you were put here for. Because I believe, and there are a lot of Bible stories, I think, around this, Pastor Chuck, that God, we kind of know what it is that we want to do. We have those big dreams, and some kids are huge, right? And I think of Joseph, and when he was a child, and God gave him the dream of what he was going to do one day, and that's just one example in the Bible of a child someone who knew from their early childhood that they had this purpose, and it was this huge purpose. Now we all don't have that big of a purpose, but you know, when I was little, I used to talk to my stuffed animals. You know, and I would line them up and just talk to them. I don't know what about, but I love to talk to them and I love to encourage. And I think of the story of Jesus when he was at the temple and he was only 12 and he was praying and he was there. It's like he didn't know, he may have not have at 12 years old understood what that meant, but he knew that's where he wanted to be. And it's like God started laying that in his heart. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I think he knew, but I don't think his parents knew.
Mary should have known that. He told her.
Yeah, Mary, did you know? No, so I, you know, he was about his father's business, and that's what he told them. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you at? We left you. We can't find you. He was gone. He knew what he was called to do. He came from heaven to earth to fulfill his purpose of going to the cross, and he was not going to allow himself to be detoured. And, you know, we have to guard our hearts and guard our dreams because we know there's a very real devil who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal our dreams and, you know, get us sidetracked, detour us from our destiny. Even Jesus, before he launched his ministry, and I bring this all in my book, he fasted and prayed for 40 days. This was preparation, a season of preparation to step out and begin that 3-year ministry before he would go to the cross. And the enemy tempted him and tried to trip him up before he could even get started. But scripture says he spoke the word. You always go back to the word. He spoke the word of God, and that's what caused the enemy to flee. Angel showed up, and then on day 41, Jesus launched his ministry. So we have to know there will be things that happen in life, and we've just got to keep focused so we don't get detoured, so we don't get distracted, so we don't end up going the wrong direction. And ultimately, I think when we finally look back on some of the things that we fulfilled, some of the purposes that we fulfilled, we can see that God, he uses every circumstance, the good ones, the bad ones. One of the things that we shared around Christmas tree, I took a tree and during a sermon, and I put ornaments on the tree, and I said, let's just imagine that this tree is my life, and these ornaments represent seasons of my life or pivotal moments, stories. And I said, for example, I was born in Arizona, and I lived there till I was almost 12, and I put that ornament on the tree. That was this ornament represents my time growing up in Arizona. But then something happened. My dad got a ministry offer at a church in Illinois, so we moved to Illinois, and I put that ornament on the tree. And I said, that moment was vital for my future and for my purpose, you know. But I didn't know it then, obviously. But now looking back at the tree, when you stand back and you look at a tree that's empty, it's not necessarily beautiful. But when you put all the ornaments on the tree, and then you stand back and you light that thing up, then it becomes, wow, this is awesome. And I've been able to step back in my life, and I can see all the different stories that had meaning, even the painful ones. Like, I was excited about moving to Illinois, but it was also painful because I had to leave my friends. I had to leave my comfort, everything that I knew. And then we were involved in a church, and my dad was serving on staff, and I was in, fast forward to high school, and something happened. And this is kind of funny that I'm going to share this on the radio, but I got kicked out of a youth group, believe it or not. I didn't do anything immoral or anything like that. There was a misunderstanding and a disagreement. So I kind of got benched, and my youth pastor at the time just said, you know what, I'm banning you from the youth group. It was like 2 months or something. And it was so, I was devastated, Kim. I mean, I was hurt, and I left the church. And eventually my parents left the church. We still have a great relationship with those people today. But at that time, it was a painful moment. And I ended up going to another church. So that's a new ornament on my tree. And I was at that church. I was involved in a new youth group, and developed a great relationship with my youth pastor, who was a mentor, who began to help me see my purpose. And he was instrumental in me choosing the Bible college that I went to. And then from there, I got offered a youth pastor position, another ornament on my tree. And then I ended up leaving that church to go work for my youth pastor. When he became a senior pastor, I became his youth pastor, and I served with him for a while. And then God opened up the door for me to go work for a national youth ministry in Oklahoma. So another ornament on the tree. And it was while I was in Oklahoma that I was attending this church that gave me the vision that revealed my purpose to plant a church back in Illinois. And that's when my wife and I, we moved here to Plant Rock Church almost 20 years ago. And so as I was sharing the story with our congregation, looking out and having, I had this tree in front of me with these ornaments, I said, if I remove a couple of the painful moments that I had in my life, my purpose would not have been fulfilled. For example, had I not been kicked out of that youth group, I would not have ended up in a different church. And that different church is where I met my wife. And then I would have not have met my youth pastor, who would have steered me to the school. And the direction that I went in that ended me up in Oklahoma, eventually that's what gave me the vision to plant our church. So what I said to the congregation was, had I not been kicked out of a youth group, none of you would have even been here today.
Right. So, you know, all of those ornaments kind of represent the trail, you know, and that's what our life is like when we think about our purpose. You have to come back and say, you know, all the hurts, you know, because so many times we can all, I mean, there are a few people that can look back all the way to their childhood and be like, oh man, my life was so perfect. I had the most perfect parents, perfect siblings. I never got my feelings hurt. Nothing ever bad. You know what I mean? Like, but if you can, that's great, but that has problems of its own. Don't you agree?
Yes.
So that's a whole new set of problems if you had a perfect life. But the average person cannot look back on their whole life from birth until wherever you are today and not have had hurts and not have had times in your life where things happened to you that was not your fault, that you really didn't do anything to deserve whatever was happening to you. And I think we try to avoid thinking about those. We want to pretend like that stuff didn't happen, or we want to be angry about it. And we don't want to go there. But if we truly can open our minds and look back on all of those ornaments, like what you just explained, our life is those ornaments in every section, the hurts and the good times. God gives us cookie crumbs. He gives us the crumbs to say, this is why he doesn't cause the pain to happen. But I think sometimes he allows it to happen because he sees the greater good for us down the road.
Absolutely. And back to Joseph that you mentioned earlier, when Joseph finally revealed himself to his brothers, they were freaked out because they're the ones who sold him into slavery. And he said this, what you intended for evil, God intended for good. So we can allow our pains and our setbacks to defeat us, or we can use those as a stepping stone to launch us into a new territory, you know? And that's exactly what God did in my life. And he's no respecter of person, what he's done for me, what he's done for you, Kim, he wants to do for those that are listening today. So we have to be willing to say, okay, you know what? I may not like this place that I'm in right now, but I'm going to let God use it, or I'm going to get better. I'm not going to focus on the negative. I'm not going to focus on the setback. I'm not going to focus on who did me wrong, who stabbed me in the back, who did this or who did that. Because a lot of times if we do that, then we become bitter. We allow unforgiveness to fester. And then we think that our bitterness towards somebody else is hurting them, but really it's preventing us from fulfilling our purpose.
Well, it's like you said, it's the devil. And we talked about this before we started recording the show. We forget that we have an enemy. We have an enemy that is doing everything in his power to keep us from fulfilling that purpose, because it's got to God's glory that when we fulfill our purpose isn't about us. It's about God, right?
Yep.
And so that's what he did to Jesus in the desert for 40 days. He tempted him and tried to prevent him from fulfilling his purpose. And that's what he does to us. He attacks us. He shows up in sheep's clothing. He distracts us with things that look easy and fun and exciting. And we cave with that when we forget to keep our eyes on God, when we forget to go to him to make sure we're on track, I think.
That's right. And he'll even use other people, you know, even sometimes people that we love. For example, there's a familiar story in scripture in 1 Samuel 17, story of David and Goliath, right? A lot of people have a giant that stands between us and fulfilling our purpose, a giant that stands between us and our dream come true. And you look at the story of David, and I talk a lot about this in my book, you know, for 40 days, Goliath challenged somebody to fight him, and nobody in Saul's army would step up. When David heard the same words, the same bullying, the same taunting, he decided to do something about it. So sometimes when we hear, you know, when we're bullied, we can allow that to cause us to respond with silence because of fear. But David, because of faith, really the words of an enemy revealed his purpose, revealed his destiny. He said, you know what, I'm going to take this giant out. But as soon as he was vocal that, hey, I'm going to do this, the opposition, it came from his own family. His own brothers told him, you know what are you doing here? You can't beat this giant. Go home. His own king, King Saul, instead of being happy for David and excited that finally somebody is going to respond to these threats that this guy's been making for 40 days, but instead, King Saul told David, there's no way that you can defeat this giant. You don't have a chance. But David shook off the doubt. He shook off the doubters. He stepped onto that battlefield and fulfilled his purpose. And because he was willing to shake off the doubt, smash fear in the mouth, and step on that battlefield, it didn't just bring victory to David, but it benefited an entire nation. And that's why the enemy will try everything he can to keep all of us from fulfilling our purpose, because it's not just for us. It's for the lives that we're going to touch. Like you, Kim, you're fulfilling your purpose with, I've decided, and you're helping other people find their purpose. So if the enemy could have prevented you, this show wouldn't be happening. The conferences wouldn't happen. There are a lot of people whose lives would not have been impacted had you listened to doubt, or you allowed the enemy to distract you, discourage you, to cause you to be detoured from that destiny.
And that's true. And it's just a testament to God and his power and what he will do when you stay focused on him and what he has in store for you. And hey, if you are tuning in, you're just stopping by, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And we are just so thankful that you're listening in this beautiful Easter morning and just talking to Pastor Chuck Tate of Rock Church, really about purpose and, you know, trying to help you understand that you were created for a purpose, that every single one of us has something that we need to accomplish on this earth while we're here. And obviously, there's no better life, no better mentor, no better person to look to as guidance than that of Jesus Christ and his purpose of walking on earth and being crucified on that cross. And then, of course, rose from the dead 3 days later, which is our Easter celebration today. And God exalted him, and he fulfilled his purpose. And we want to fulfill our purpose, and we need to have that desire to fulfill our purpose. You know, one of the things that I want to talk a little bit, and maybe you can speak to this, Pastor Chuck, I think sometimes so many of us think, well, that's a big purpose. I mean, Jesus was put here to die on a cross and be crucified, you know, and they look at you, Pastor Chuck, and they go, you had a big purpose. You know, you pastoring a church and you're saving lives and bringing all these people in. And Kim, you have a big purpose. You started this organization and, you know, you're putting on these conferences. That's a big purpose. But, you know, what about those people that they don't feel like they have that big giant of a purpose? I was just reading about, now I can't even bring his mind to the pastor.
Rick Warren?
No, the pastor just passed away.
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham, yes. Thank you. Just reading about Billy Graham. And Billy Graham talked about, all he ever talked about when people talked about the success of his ministry. And he talked about the people who were praying for him. And specifically, I was reading that there was this one man who really kind of dedicated his life to praying for Billy Graham and his ministry. And I just am so, I'm even saying that out loud right now gives me chills to the core, that here's a man behind the scenes that nobody will probably even ever know or recognize, but quite possibly could have been the foundation of Billy Graham's ministry. And without him, it may have never existed, because he prayed off the devil. He prayed off the enemy. He stepped in faith and felt like this was his mission. It was his purpose.
Absolutely.
Does that just give you chills to the core?
Yeah, it does give me chills. And you know what? And now we hear that story, but we're just now hearing it. You can fulfill your purpose, and it might seem insignificant, or it might seem like, because it's, you don't have a huge platform, that it's not a big deal. We're called to live for Jesus, to glorify God wherever he has us at. That's purpose. You know, it's important to understand that we've been created in God's image. We were knit and fashioned together in your mother's womb. And for everyone listening, maybe you feel like you don't have a purpose. You've been told your whole life you're an accident. There are no accidents. God created you. He saw you. Ephesians 2:10 says that you are his masterpiece, that he saw you doing good deeds before you were ever even conceived. That means you might have been a surprise to your parents, but you weren't a surprise to God. But he saw you, he knew you. And Jeremiah 29:11 says that, he says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good, not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and a future, to give you purpose. So for that person listening today that maybe you're wondering, I don't even know what my purpose is. I feel like I don't have a purpose. I would ask you this. What desire? What are your desires? What dreams do you have? The word says in Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and then he will give you the desires of your heart. So what desire do you have? What are some things that you would like to accomplish? Maybe look at your life, like Kim was saying earlier, and how you've grown up, and maybe you've always had a desire. You know, I'll just use an example. besides pastoring, I had a dream to publish this book called 41 Will Come. It was a dream. It began as just a sermon that I preached. But I ended up being the chaplain of the Peoria Pirates back in the day when Peoria had indoor football.
I was like, wait, that was an indoor football team.
Yes, yes. So, and I was the chaplain for about 7 seasons. And the very first year, our inaugural season, we made it to the playoffs. We made it to the semifinal playoff game. And I had this message called 41 Will Come. It's just, at that time it wasn't a book idea. I didn't know it was going to be tied into my purpose. It was just a message that I had preached as a youth pastor and then as a pastor. And it was one of those things, if I ever got asked to go preach somewhere else, I would pull that one out because that was one people responded to. And for those that are wondering, what the heck does 41 Will Come even mean? Let me just stop right here and go. In the Bible, the number 40 oftentimes represents a season of waiting, a season of trial, a season of needing a second chance. So let me give you a couple examples. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. On day 41, the rain stopped. Moses, he committed murder. Then he went and hid on the backside of a desert for 40 years. 41 came, and he received a second chance when he was commissioned by God to be the rescuer of Israel. The children of Israel, they wandered a wilderness for 40 years, but 41 came, and a new generation entered their promised land. Goliath, as we just talked about, challenged Israel for 40 days. And on day 41, David slew Goliath. Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days, like we talked about, as preparation for his ministry. The enemy tried to take him out, but guess what happened? He spoke the word, the devil fled, angels showed up, and on day 41, Jesus launched his ministry. Even after Jesus died and fulfilled his purpose, went to the cross, was raised from the grave, he appeared to his disciples for 40 days before he ascended to heaven. He told his disciples, he commissioned them, told them to wait for the Holy Spirit so they could fulfill their purpose of launching the church. And that's what happened. After Jesus ascended to heaven, they waited for the Holy Spirit. They received power. Peter got up with boldness and preached the first message. The scripture says 3,000 people got saved, quote, gave their lives to Christ. That's how the church was birthed. That was more than 2,000 years ago. So here we are. That's the message of 41 Will Come. Don't quit. You might be in a downpour. You might be in the desert. You might need a second chance. You might be staring at a giant that stands between you and your destiny. Don't quit, because 41 will come. All right, so now let's get back to this football game. So that was the message in this chapel. I had 15 minutes with the team before the game, and I shared what I just shared with you. Don't quit, no matter what happens on the field. I was talking about life, but I was also relating it to that game. If we win, we're going to the Super Bowl of indoor football. We're going to the Arena Cup, the Gold Cup, whatever it is we called it back then.
Right.
So whatever happens on that field, I said, if you get stuck on 40, don't quit. 41 will come. So here's what happened, Kim. Peoria won. They beat Dayton, and the final score was 41-40.
Oh, no. Are you for real?
Yes. So that's
awesome.
So here's what happened. I mean, it blew the guys' minds. It blew my mind. And even
God is so good.
I was so excited that we won. We were going to the championship. I was on the field. I think there were 9,000 people at that game. And it was just crazy, sold out. And I stormed the field and was high-fiving players. And I was yelling at them, 41 game, baby. but I wasn't thinking about the score. I was just excited that we won. And here's what happened. On the way home, my friend that was with me, his name is Mike, he wasn't saying anything. We were listening to the post-game show on the radio, listening to Coach Cowdery, and finally, my friend Mike looked at me. He goes, dude, I can't believe the score. I said, I know. It was 41-40. And when I said it, I almost drove off the road. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a book. is a book. And that is how my purpose was revealed to publish this book. That's when it became a dream. But here's what happened, Kim. It took 15 years.
Right.
15 years. So I know there's people listening right now. They've had this dream for a long time. They feel like they know what their purpose is, but some people have given up. It's really easy to throw in the towel. We can't do that because 41 will come.
41 will come. Your 41 will come. My 41 will come. All of us will have that day that you will feel like, okay, you're on the right path. So don't give up. That's awesome. Our time is up. I can't believe it. I'm enjoying this time with you so much, Pastor Chuck. I really appreciate you spending the last half hour with us and sharing about purpose and giving your insight And it's just been really awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for having me. I had a blast.
It's been awesome. And thank you guys for listening. I do want to encourage you to get connected with us at I've Decided. You can check us out at our website. But the best thing you can do, if you're listening, would you come to our half-day conference on Saturday? That is the best place for you to get connected and get started on your goals, your dreams, whatever they are. We want to provide the resources to help you be successful. There will be lots of people at that conference ready and willing and wanting to help you on your journey. You can get registered at ivedecided.org. Check out all the resources available to you by clicking on the resource link. Those are our business members who are a part of what we're doing because they care about you. Want to give a quick shout out to Junction City. They're our presenting sponsor, and without them, we couldn't do a lot of things, so we're real thankful for them. And again, have a wonderful Easter. Have a blessed day, and get to church somewhere this morning, wherever that might be. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to Jesus for fulfilling his purpose on earth so that we have the opportunity to see God one day. Have a good day. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?